Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Had a question sent in by a listener this week and he said to me, do you reckon you could make a best 17 out of the bottom 8 teams that could win this competition? Now, I mean, on the surface you would go, yeah, surely, you know, a best 17 from 8 teams, of course they could win this competition. But, I mean, the distance between the team that came first, for example, the Melbourne Storm, and the team that came ninth, the Cronulla Sharks, there is a massive gap there. You can imagine the gap from the Melbourne Storm down to the Canterbury Bulldogs. Even more, I mean, the set of stars that the Melbourne Storm have, I mean, they have two hookers that would be the first choice hookers in any team in the bottom eight. Their fullback would be the first choice fullback in any of the teams in the bottom eight. Their 5'8 would be, I dare to say, their halfback would be, their front rowers would be. I think, you know, it's people would argue they're second rowers, but I think they probably would be. Brandon Smith, he would definitely be the lock forward in the vast majority of those teams, except for the Cowboys, if you're still buying the Taumalolo as a lock forward narrative. Josh Adokar, he would be the first choice winger in the vast majority of those teams. Justin Olam, he would be the first choice centre in the vast majority of those teams. Guys coming off the bench, Kamakamika and Nelson Asofa Solomona, how many of the teams in the bottom eight would they not be starting front rowers in, and probably their prime front rower as well? So scary to think about just how good this Melbourne Storm system is. And I think the Penrith Panther system would be exactly the same, for example. I think a lot of the South Sydney boys, definitely their spine would walk into any of the bottom eight teams for me, as would Cam Murray, as would probably Gagai. So, I mean, the distance between the top and the bottom this year has been bigger than what we've ever seen. And I think this is a serious question. And I'm going to hand it over to you guys. Now, I've thrown together a 1-17 of the bottom eight teams. Obviously, I'm picking a team from 8 football teams, so it's very hard to put together. There might be guys I've missed. There might be things that you guys disagree with. There's a couple of guys I put in here that if they were fully fit, I would probably pick them, but they've been injured for the majority of this year, so we can discuss that as well. But my best 17 that I've picked from the bottom 8 teams, so anyone from the bottom 8 teams put into this 17, this is the team that I think could potentially challenge for a premiership. But I've got to tell you, I'm not convinced they'd win it. I'm not convinced they'd beat the Melbourne Storm. Obviously, the Melbourne Storm, they've got, you know, years and years of connections down there. They've got a culture down there. They've got an attitude down there. So it's really hard to replicate that even when you throw together a rep team. I think the Melbourne Storm side, you could put them into State of Origin, and I think there's a really good chance they win it, to be perfectly honest with you, because they're all used to each other. They understand their game plan. They understand where they need to get to, where they want to be. It makes a huge difference for me. Combinations, they are so important in rugby league. And that might be controversial to say I think they'd win Origin, but I honestly do think they would. And I think if you think about it logically, I think it makes sense, to be honest with you. But let's have a look at this 1-17 that I've picked. So at fullback, I've got two names written down here, and you could go either way. I wouldn't push back on you. For me, it would either have to be Reece Walsh or Will Kennedy from the Cronulla Sharks. Either of those two at fullback, I'd be happy with. I'm probably leaning towards Reece Walsh at fullback, but Will Kennedy's been unreal this year. I think Reece Walsh just adds you a little bit extra, a little bit more ball playing and a little bit of X factor to that game. My two wingers. On one side, I've gone for Val Holmes. He would be a winger on one side for me. Then on the other side, I've gone for either Jordan Rapana or David Nofaluma. Nofaluma obviously got some defensive issues, but Rapana, he has been sensational this year. He's been really impressive. I've probably got Rapana first with David Nofaluma next, but there are a couple of other wingers in this competition you could have picked. There's also a couple of centers and stuff that you could have shoved out there as well, but I still don't think, I don't think there's anyone I could pick here that, for example, I would rather have over Josh Adokar, for example. I think that's out of the conversation. In the centers, the two names I wrote down originally were Zach Lomax and Katoni Staggs. Now, Lomax has missed a lot of footy this year. He's injured at the moment as well. Katoni Staggs, also injured at the moment, only played a handful of games this year. So those are the two guys I would have picked if you gave me free range out of all the squads. But out of the guys that played this year, I think one center I'd probably go with Jack Bird, and I think the other center I'd probably go Jesse Ramian. It's weird when you look at those bottom eight sides, and unless there's someone, a standout that I've missed, there really aren't too many strike centers in the bottom half of that competition. And I mean, it makes sense when you look at the guys that are playing finals footy at the moment. I mean, you've got Matty Burton, Stephen Crichton, Justin Olam, Dane Gagai, Campbell Graham, Joey Manu. Like, a lot of the real strike centres are in these top eight teams, which makes sense when you think about the modern game. But I've gone for Ramian and Bird there. I would have gone Lomax or Staggs, but they're injured at the moment, so we'll go with Ramian and Bird. 5'8", I went with Jack White and from the Canberra Raiders. Obviously, Clive Churchill medalist, Dally M medalist, a guy that I think people still raise their eyebrows at him being a 5'8 a little bit, but I think he's overcome a lot of those issues, to be honest with you, and I think he was definitely the best choice to wear the six jersey in this team when you have a look at all the other bottom eight sides and their 5'8s. Halfback, I've gone with Ben Hunt. I don't think anyone would really push back on that one. Potentially Sean Johnson, but he is injured. Ben Hunt, as much as he had an injury in the back end of the season as well, I just think he was sensational all season, and if you're not going for Ben Hunt, it gets pretty grim after that, to be honest with you. So I went with Ben Hunt. I think he gives this side their best hope by a mile. Once again, there's only a handful of halfbacks that you actually want in your football team, and the vast majority of them, they're playing finals footy this year. So maybe that's a coincidence. I don't think it is, though, realistically. In the front row, this is where it does get really strong. You've got Payne Haas up front with Josh Papali for me, two premier front rowers in our game, two different body shapes, two very different front rowers, but I think they'd be a brilliant combination. So Haas and Papali. At hooker, I've gone for Papali's teammate, Joshy Hodgson. Heap of experience, good little kicking game, great defensively as well. So Josh Hodgson, he would be my nine there. I still think I would take probably three or four of the hookers that are playing finals footy right now. I would definitely take two hookers out of Melbourne before I take Josh Hodgson, though. So a bit scary there. We move into the second row, and this was hard. Once again, a lot of the strike second rowers are playing for the top teams at the moment. Two guys I went for. One is Luciano Leilua from the West Tigers. I think he's one of two Tigers that I've picked in this side. Luciano Leilua, I think he's unreal. I think he's extremely hard to handle. Defensively, he's improved out of sight in the last 18 months or so. He's got a little bit of X factor about him. So Luciano Leilua, he's the guy that I picked in the second row there. Still, if you gave me the option to pick Leilua in the Melbourne Storm side, he wouldn't be in the starting team for me. I don't think he'd be in the starting team for the Penrith Panthers either, so a little bit to say there. The other guy I've gone for is a guy that hit form at the back end of the season was Josh Curran. I thought he was unbelievable. We didn't really think he was too much chop when we saw him playing reserve grade a couple of years ago, but he really has come on and he's been playing sensational footy. So Josh Curran with a bit of X factor, he gets picked there for us. At 13, there wasn't really a standout lock forward from these other teams, so we've gone with Jason Taumalolo there. He's been wearing 13 for a couple of years. I know a lot of you like him in the 13 jersey. I don't personally, but there was no one else that really stood out for me, and I sort of wanted to have a couple of other middles on my bench as well, so Taumalolo there. The 14 jersey, really interesting. I've got Will Kennedy there, just in case I didn't pick him at fullback, but I think Adam Dwyer, he's probably the guy that I'll have in 14. I think he's too hard to leave out. Bit of a bigger body as well, can play center, can play in the halves, can jump in at fullback. fullback, can jump on the wing if you need to. And if you really need a Dwayne to do a job for you, he'd jump in the back row as well. He's that sort of a body, could definitely play in jersey 13. So I think Dwayne in jersey 14. Will Kennedy might be the most unlucky guy to miss this side for me. Then I've got two more middles on the bench. I've gone with Adam Fanua Blake, and I've gone for Luke Thompson from the Canterbury Bulldogs. Two great middles. I think they would be a great pairing with Payne Haas and Josh Papali. I think that this would be a really tough centre third to control. It would just be impact for the entire 80 minutes. Would be tough to handle. Jersey 17, gone a little bit left field here, but he's a guy that I would be more than happy to have in my side. As I mentioned, Adam Dwayne, he's a guy that can be very versatile. So is this guy. And he really impressed me in the back end of the season. I think I would go with Ewan Aitken here. Can obviously play in the back row. He's done that at the end of the season. Did really well. Can play in the centres as well. He's just not afraid of a tough carry. Runs the ball hard. Tackles well. And just doesn't have too many errors in him either. I know people criticise him a lot when he was playing centre because he didn't pass much. And I understand that. But in the position I'm picking him here as sort of an edge back rower, I think he'd be really damaging just to bring his leg speed on as well. So that's my 17 that I've got from the bottom 18, guys. To go through that again, my final side would be Reece Walsh at fullback, Val Holmes on one wing, Rapana on the other side. My centres, Ramian and Bird. Jack Whiten at 6, Benny Hunt at 7. Up front, Payne Haas and Josh Papali with Josh Hodgson at 9. Leilua and Curran in the second row with Tau Malolo in 13. Then on the bench, my utility would be Adam Dwayne. I'd have two middles and Adam Fanua Blake and Luke Thompson. Then another edge player who's a bit of a utility as well, brings a bit of a jack of all trades there, Ewan Aitken as well. Now the question was, could this team defeat the Melbourne Storm? And I got to tell you, I'm not sure if they could. And I'm going to go through the Melbourne Storm team, not for this weekend, but their best side possible, and just sort of go position by position and see what we think. Because I think this is going to be a lot closer than what it probably should be, considering you're picking out of 8 football sides. That is a huge, huge number. Let's have a look. So at fullback, Ryan Pappenhausen, I would rather have him over anyone that I've picked that can play fullback in this team. So for me, I think the Storm, they win that one straight away. Storm, on the wings, I've got Val Holmes. Would I rather have Val Holmes or George Jennings? You would have to go with Val Holmes, I think. So Val Holmes gets that one there. In the centres, Ramian or Remus Smith? Ramian or Remus Smith? Geez, a pretty even battle here. I think Remus Smith has been incredibly impressive this year. Ramian's been good for a long time. You've obviously got Remus is better in the air. He's better defensively as well, I believe. But Ramian, just such a hard body to handle. I'll tell you what, I might just call it a dead heat on that one. I would be happy to have either of those two guys. So I'll call it evens there. The next one is Justin Olam or Jack Bird. I think that's a knockout victory to the Storm there. Give me Justin Olam every day of the week. On the other wing, you've got Josh Adokar or Partner or Knopf. I'm definitely going to take Josh Adokar in that battle there. At 6, Jack Whiten or Cameron Munster. Once again, I've got to go with the Melbourne Storm there. Give me Cam Munster. 7, Ben Hunt or Jerome Hughes. 7, I mean, it's Ben Hunt's definitely more of a traditional 7, but Jerome Hughes, he has the runs on the board and he's been playing lights out footy this year. Ben Hunt was great, but I've got to go the Melbourne Storm there again. So we're through the back line. It's the Melbourne Storm with a pretty dominant start there. It'll get interesting as we get into this forward pack, though, because I think this is where it could even up a little bit. Now, my first front rower is Payne Haas, and comparing him to Jesse Bromwich. Jesse Bromwich has all the experience on his side, obviously, but I think you have to go with Payne Haas there. So my 17 from the bottom 8 gets a win there. At hooker, they've got Brandon Smith. I've got Josh Hodgson. I have to go the Storm there. The other front rower, Josh Papali or Christian Welsh. If you would have asked me this last year, it would have been Josh Papali in a knockout. But I think right now you have to go Christian Welsh over Josh Papali, realistically. So that's 8 ticks to the Melbourne Storm compared to 3 to this other team, which is pretty scary. In the second row, in my other team, I've got Leilua and Curran. In the Melbourne Storm team, I've got Kafusi and Bromwich. And I've got to be honest with you, as much as Leilua and Curran, they have upside, consistency-wise, big game experience, rep jerseys, Felice Kafusi and Kenny Bromwich. I don't know how you could argue with this realistically. I think I have to go the Melbourne Storm on both fronts here. You could argue with me that you could maybe see Leilua jump over one of these guys. I think Curran's only found form recently. You've had Kenny and Felice. They've been doing this for years. So I think I have to go with the Melbourne Storm on both fronts there. Lock forward, Jason Taumalolo or Fifanukan. Look, you probably have to go Taumalolo just because of the amount of metres he makes. But, mate, Dale is never letting you down. I'm going to go Taumalolo, but I'll tell you what, there is an absolute bee's dick in it right now. It's very, very hard to pick Taumalolo over Dale, to be honest with you. I know people will push back on that, but I think you can start to see the value that Dale has on footy sides. So at the moment, we've gone through 13 players. We had one draw. I simply couldn't split Remus Smith and who was it? Jesse Ramian. So at the moment, it's 10 to the Melbourne Storm to 4 on the other side of the park. Now let's get to the bench. Now keep in mind, with your bench, these are guys that the Melbourne Storm, this is legitimately their bench players. I've essentially picked starting players from other teams to be on here. So this should be a knockout to the other, but we'll see how it goes. Let's have a look. Harry Grant, jersey 14, compared to Adam Dwyhe. I've got to tell you, I think Harry Grant's the best nine in the game, and Brandon Smith has already jumped over the best nine in the game that was from the bottom eight. So I think I have to go with Harry Grant there over Adam Dwyhe. So the Storm get another one there. Jersey 15, Tui Kamakamika compared to Adam Fanua-Blake. I love Tui. I think he's going to probably be a very special player. But right now, I don't think there's any question you have to go Adam Fanua-Blake in that one. I would rather have him in that side. 16, Luke Thompson or Nelson Asofa Solomona. Gee whiz. Luke Thompson, we've only seen a little bit of him so far. He's been incredibly impressive. What I've seen of Nass over the last few years, though, I've been blown away with, and I think he's going to have more and more impact as this team moves forward. I think Luke Thompson, he's also probably more of a starter. Nass is more of an impact player. I'm leaning towards Nass, but just for argument's sake, go an even split here. So I'll give a point to either side. I'd probably lean to Nelson Asofa Solomona, but you could put up a really good argument for Luke Thompson. So we will call it evens there. We'll go one each. Jersey 17. And I've sort of gone for an edge player. The Melbourne Storm have a very different jersey 17. Ewan Aitken is the guy that I went for. And look, I think that Aitken's had a great season. He's been unreal. He's moved into the second row. He's got that versatility. But when you compare him to Nicho Hynes and the season he's had, I mean, Nicho Hynes might be the third or fourth best 5'8 or fullback in our competition. He's on the Melbourne Storm bench at the moment. If you said to me you can have Nicho Hynes at 1 or at 6 in this other team, I would take him in a heartbeat, to be honest with you. I think I would have him over Walsh or Jack White in the form he's been in this year. So I have to give that win to the Melbourne Storm. So when I have a look through this side, we had two draws. We had Nelson Asofa Solomona and Luke Thompson. I couldn't really separate. We also had Jesse Ramian and Remus Smith that I couldn't separate either. So we had two draws there. It's ended up being 13 votes to the Melbourne Storm to 6 votes from the best of the other team. Let me know, guys, if you think I've made a mistake or any of these guys, if I've underrated anyone else from the bottom eight teams. But that's how dominant this Melbourne Storm team is. And if I take it a step further and I have a look at this Penrith Panthers side, who, you know, for the vast majority of this year have been the second best team in this competition, I mean, I'm not sure how much prettier it looks realistically. You know, I look at this team and off the top of my head, I straight away know that I'm probably going to want Stephen Crichton as my fullback. I'm going to want Matt Burton in my centres. I'm going to want Brian To'o on the wing. I'm going to want Lua at 6. I'm going to want Cleary at 7. I'm going to want Appy at 9. I'm going to want James Fisher-Harris in the front row. I probably want Kikau and Capewell and Liam Martin and Isaiah Yeo as well. So already I'm up to 9 or 10. And I mean, we haven't spoken about, you know, guys like Spencer Lienu. We haven't spoken about Tevita Pangai Jr. We haven't spoken about Dylan Edwards, who's their second choice fullback. So I would probably take him over Walsh or Kennedy. I think consistency wise, he's unbelievable. So, mate, the depth.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
in the bottom eight teams is a little bit grim, realistically. If I'm picking a best side here, I mean, a lot of these teams, they would probably win it off the back of their bench. I mean, for the Panthers, you look at their bench, Spencer Leniu, Tevita Pango, Liam Martin, Matt Eisenhuth, it's still damn strong. But to overcome AFB, Thompson, these sort of guys, that'd be tough. But I think it'd be a victory to the Penrith Panthers as well. Probably not as strong as the Melbourne Storm victory here, but I don't think it'll be far off, to be perfectly honest. I think I just counted 10 guys off the top of my head I'd rather from this Panthers side than this current team that I've got of the best from the bottom eight. Thank you to whoever it was that sent me in that question. I actually lost your DM, so if you are listening to this, send me a message. Let me know what you thought of my team. I apologise, mate. I'd love to mention your name, but I can't find it in my DMs, unfortunately. Thanks for tuning into the podcast once again, guys. Something a little bit different to think about. It's probably not completely fair just to go player for player and decide which player is better, and that decides who is the better side. But I think once you consider that it is such a dominant victory for the Melbourne Storm, just going player by player, and then you put in that they're a team that's played together, they're coached by Craig Bellamy, they've played in big games together, they've been successful in big games together, I think it would be a pretty big thumping, to be perfectly honest with you. I would tip the Melbourne Storm to win this by at least 20 to 30 points, realistically.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.